Well, hello, hello, hello there. My name is Sanya, and I am the co-creator of the Millennial Wives in Transition. So if you do not know what that is all about, let me go ahead and introduce myself to you. You are listening to season 6, and this is I Am Not Alone. I'm super excited to talk to you and to share some scriptures with you. You are listening to season 1, Episode 6 of God Speaks. So season 1 is all on God Speaks, and episode 6 today is about I Am Not Alone. So again, let me go ahead and introduce myself to you. My name is Sanya, and I am the co-creator of the Millennial Wives in Transition. So if you do not know by now what that is all about, for all my new listeners, let me go ahead and introduce that. When I became married, I really did not know what to expect, what to do. I was a young mother, a young wife. I had a new love with Christ, and I wanted to share that with my husband. So I really did not know how to do that. So I really struggled to transition into that wifely role, and also to transition into sharing the good news with my husband. So I kind of forced that, but thank God for Jesus. He really helped me through the years. It took a lot of time, a lot of whipping, a lot of rebuking. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But I'm really excited to share this with you. This is a ministry that I believe that the Lord has laid on my heart, and I really wanted to take the time to share with you and also to let you know and to inspire you, to motivate you, to encourage you. And also, if you want to share your story, I do encourage you to send us messages and emails if you want to. So on season 1, we have decided, or rather episode 1, we have decided that we will just do our sessions just with myself and you, of course, that's listening. And then for the other seasons, we'll have guests to come on. You know that it's COVID. Everybody has different schedule. They're trying to figure out their heads. But glory be to God, the show must go on. He is doing a new thing in this season. And I believe that even, which is so funny, I believe that even with him giving me this new task, that it's actually helping me to build on my relationship with him, to dig a little deeper, to go a little higher in him. So I'm really excited about that, along with the fact that I'm excited to share my story and also to hear what you have to say. And I hope that you will be blessed by it, and also that from time to time, we will have different adventures, different topics to cover. So we're going to get into it. But don't worry. Today, we're talking about this topic, that especially now that I felt like God has been taking me out of that comfort zone of me wanting that companionship of people around me. And not to take away from the fact that God, he says in his words that we should never forsake the assembling of the brethren, and I stick closely to that. But for me, not just in my Christian life, but in my friendships, I've realized that my circle has gotten a little bit closer or smaller, and I have realized that I'm more guarded, right? I don't want certain energies to come into my space. I don't want any negative energies to come into my space. So I'm very guarded with the persons that come into my life. And it's not that I don't like you. It's not that I don't want to be your friend. But I believe that coming into 30, I don't know what it is. Probably it's because I'm getting older. I am enjoying my company a bit more. but I really feel that God is taking me into a season of being okay with being alone. But in that aloneness, let me tell you, God himself, he is showing who he is, right? And I'm just at the tip of it. I'm just right at the door. I haven't even put my foot over into that threshold. So I know that when I dig a little deeper, that I go into it and I go a little higher, that he's going to reveal himself to me. So I'm really excited about that, and that I'm able to share with you in that process, not just in my marriage, not just in my business life, not just in every area, I'll be able to share with you. So let's jump right into it. Now, it's COVID time, right? Or we're just getting over COVID. So most of us are alone. We have that mental issue that's going on in our heads. We are either very secluded right now, or we are okay with being alone. But I want to encourage you that even when you feel like you are alone, just know that God is with you. Now, how do you know that God is with you? Through your experiences, you'll know that he's with you. Through his words, you'll know that he's with you. Through his promises, you'll know that he's with you. Especially now in this time and in this season that things are all over the place, just know that God is working it out for your good. Now, I wanted to just go into some scriptures just to share with you a bit and to just explain that it's okay to be alone, but know that your God is with you and he will never leave nor forsake you. So you have a God that always thinks about you. Even when you feel as if you are lonely, just know that you should be strong and be of good courage. When I read the book of Joshua, verse 1, and I read this extraordinary story of Moses and all the things that he did, and I can tell you that I was just so inspired by Moses. But when it came on to Joshua, I had a different feeling, and I can't really explain it. I can't really wrap my brain about it, but God revealed some nuggets to me. Now, Moses was this great character. I wouldn't even say character, because I don't want it to sound as if it wasn't real, but he was this great person. He did some extraordinary things. He brought the Israelites out of Egypt, and he carried them into the promised land. He brought them into Cana, and he brought them to Cana. So it was now Joshua's turn to lead the people, because God had told Moses that his time is now. He's not going to step foot into the promised land because he disobeyed. And of course, I have my own feelings about that. I'm like, God, really? He petitioned on behalf of the people. Moses was a loner, but he loved people so much, and he loved God so much that he was so obedient. And that spoke to me in a different way. Now, when you get to the book of Joshua, and if you can, I want you to start from Genesis, come down into it, because when you read the story, when you read the Bible, you get a different vibe, you get a different feeling. I'm telling you, sometimes when I'm reading the word and I get some laugh and I'm like, oh my God, did he really do that? But I can tell you, when I got to the book of Joshua and I really read, I had to stop and I had to say, but Joshua, like, I just couldn't understand. Look at this great man and the great things that Moses did. And then Joshua, he was so timid. He seemed so timid in the beginning. He seemed as if he would never match up to Moses. And a lot of time we come into that change, we come into that transition, and we're not sure of what to do, and we're not sure, we feel so alone. But I absolutely love what God tells Joshua. God tells Joshua more than once to be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And that spoke to me what he actually said, because in Deuteronomy 31 verse 6, that's another part. I kept wondering why he said that. That's Deuteronomy 31 verse 6. But going to Joshua, the book of Joshua, why would he command Joshua so many times? I'm looking at Moses and how he was so direct, and he was so strong with Moses, and he was telling him that this is what you need to do, this is what you need to do, and that's it. But with Joshua, he was different. It was a different type of relationship that God had with Joshua. And even now, it takes me to my walk right now with God, with everything that's going on. I feel that I should be way higher. I should be doing even more. But I just feel like I want to pull back. And it's not a sense that I want to pull back from God, but I want to pull back from people. I wanted to pull back from ministry. I wanted to get back into that space and into that time of hearing from the Lord, because sometimes we can get so busy with doing ministry and doing work and just going into that routine that we forget our relationship with God. So when I read the book of Joshua, and it was just a different relationship with him, and I could not wrap my brain around it, because looking at the other characters before, he was so strong with them, so stern with them, and he spoke, and then that was so. But when I saw how God's relationship with Joshua was, I wondered if God, I just couldn't understand it, right? But God had a different approach to Joshua, and it comes back down to us. What he will do with John over there would not be the same that he does with you, and that's fine. It doesn't mean that he's not going to get his work done. It doesn't mean that you're any different, but it means that you have to be taught a different way, or you have to be talked to a different way in order to achieve the goal that God was trying to achieve. And he just encouraged Joshua. He was just so sweet with Joshua. I read on and I saw where Joshua found some men on the road, and I'm just paraphrasing and just going back into the story a bit. And he met some men on the road. I was like, why God didn't deal with him right then and there, just like how he would deal with the others, right? But I realized that the relationship that he had with Moses was much different from he had with Joshua, and that's fine. Some people tend to be loners. Some people would get different instructions, and when they do something, they'll get a different result from God. It doesn't mean they're any less. It doesn't mean that he doesn't care, but it just means that because of the relationship that you have with God, then it's going to be a different approach that he takes. Now, I can tell you many times when God had to draw me up with how I behaved with my husband, right? But God is so sovereign, and with each season of our lives, whether we're in a season where there's a lot of people around us and we're happy, or we're in mourning, or there's still a lot of people around us, there's a different level that God will be with you in that time and in that space, and it's fine. Right? When you look through the Bible, you will see many characters, they're going through different stages, different seasons, and they're down and they're out and they feel out of it. I look at even Elijah, right? When Jezebel made a decree that he would be beheaded after he did some great exploits, this man wanted to run and be by himself. He left his servant, he left everything. And I am like, you just did these great things. How can you run like that? But each time we go through some things, sometimes we forget who we are and who God is. And I'm not making any excuses, it's fine, but we must remember that we are never alone. At the end of the day, depending on your relationship with God, he's going to come to you. And if it is to encourage you, he's going to encourage you. If it is to rebuke you, he's going to rebuke you. If it is to lift you up, if he's to carry you, if he's to carry some ravens to you, to feed you, he's going to do it. And I'm just in awe at how good God is, right? And I look at how he is from the Old Testament to the New Testament. And we could say that he changes his character in it. But no, that's not the case. Even now in this dispensation, we will say a lot of things. We will feel a lot of ways. But at the end of the day, when we're in our situations, or when we feel as if we're alone, or we feel that we're with a lot of people, it is important to keep close to God, right? Because in our relationship and in our quiet time, or in our times of probably a lot of distraction, God will speak to you, right? And it's okay when you are going through a lot of stuff. But what I want you to know, that when you feel alone, because there are going to be seasons when you just want to be alone. Ecclesiastes talks about it. There is a season and a time for everything. There's a time to be happy, a time to be sad, a time to kill, and a time to live, and a time to die. And it goes on and on, right? So there is always a time for everything. So especially in this time of loneliness, when you feel lonely, go to the scriptures, go back to God, let him talk to you. Use the words to lift you up. In Colossians, it talks about you using the Psalms to build you up. When you're feeling sad, you have people that will be around you. Let them encourage you. If you don't want those people around you, that's fine. But make sure that you keep so connected to God that when he talks to you, you will hear clearly what he has to say. Know that when you are alone, or when you think you're alone, God himself is with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He himself has created you for such a time like this. He has invested within you the Holy Spirit. So know that God will never leave you nor forsake you. Right? So I want to thank you for just listening to us, and also to let you know that no matter the season that you're going through, read the word, continue to stay close to him, because there will come a time when you do not have the word to read. Make sure that you have the word written upon the tables of your heart, right? We are in this day and age, and I believe that we're in the final days. We must ensure that we continue, even in the time when you feel as if you're lonely, when you think as if you are not able to make it, you feel like your faith has been tested. Never give up, because you are never alone. God is the bread of life. God is the life himself. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And if you hold on to his promises and his words, even in your seasons of feeling as if God is not there, you feel as if you are alone, he will hide you under the shadows of his Almighty. By his grace, God is more than able to keep you. I also want you to remember that you should trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Do not lean onto your own understanding, and in all thy ways acknowledge him, because he shall direct your path, even in seasons when you feel like you are alone. I want you to remember the words. Go into the word, find the word. If you're not so good at reading, go on YouTube. You can find scriptures. You can Google. You can find scriptures. Just type in a sentence and you will find it. You were created fearfully and wonderfully. You should be brave and fearless. You should know that the God that was there in the Old and in the New Testament is there with you. He has set his love upon you. He is complete in you, so you can complete every task that he has given you, even in every season that you're in. He will never leave you nor forsake you, and know that you are loved at all times, and that his Holy Spirit, just ask of the Holy Spirit and he will continue to be with you. My brethren, my brothers and sisters in Christ, continue to read the Psalms, even in your time of feeling down, even in the time. Encourage your spirit. Talk to your spirit, man. Declare and decree some things, and let it be known that God himself will never leave you, that God himself will never forsake you. Many of the times, what God is looking for from us is for us to praise him, is for us to worship him, is for us to pray to him. There is going to be different season, even in our alone time, when all he requires of us is to just lay prostrate before him. There's going to be a time when all he requires from us is just to listen and meditate upon the words that he has already established within you. There's going to be some seasons when he wants you to move and to work and to tear down and pull down and just go for it. But believe that your God will never leave you nor forsake you. He has a word for you. Continue to hold on to that Logos word, because he is your strength and your refuge. He will never give you more than you can bear. On each side that you are, you could be pressed on every side. Just know that your God is with you. My brothers and sisters, I absolutely want to encourage you. I want to thank you for always coming and always listening to what I have to say. Thank you so much for tuning in to season 6 of I Am Not Alone. Season 1, God Speaks. I pray that even as you listen to this, that the Holy Spirit will just ride upon and intervene in every shape, aspect, and form that you're in. Everything that you have upon your heart, everything that would easily beset you, everything that would want to pull at you in this season, in this time, I pray that the Holy Spirit will continue to rest with you. My friends, it is a pleasure to always talk and share and inspire and motivate you. I will continue to pray for you as you continue to pray for me. Remember that you are not alone, and that the Lord your God, who has started a new work, especially in this time and this season, he is more than able to complete it. He is more than able to complete it. Use the scriptures to encourage yourself, to edify you, to put you at a different level so that you can know that he will never leave you. I want to thank you for tuning into a new episode. God bless you. I look forward to talking to you again. And you do have a good one. Thank you.